Stuart, I'm asking for the
truth. And I'm trying to tell you, mate, I've got no idea.
This is a story about the time I interviewed a murderer. It was April 6, 2019, and I was sent to report on an elderly widow who'd been found in a pool of blood inside her home in Sydenham in suburban Melbourne. When I got to the scene, I spoke with local handyman Stuart Anderson, who lived a few doors down. He told me he was the one who found his neighbour's body and called police.
And is she definitely dead? Are there any signs of life?
Look, I can definitely tell you she's dead.
Okay.
I've got no idea. I know there's just blood everywhere.
Okay, but there's blood everywhere.
There's blood all over. There's blood all over the floor. There's blood on the walls.
Vicky Ramadan was 77. She lived alone and weeks before her death had befriended Anderson, asking the handyman to fix her fence. This is what he told me at the time.
She seemed like a very, very, very lovely lady, mate. Like, she didn't deserve this at all. I really hope to God that the cops catch the son of a bitch.
I remember being somewhat suspicious of Anderson, and so too were detectives. They requested the full tape of my interview with Anderson, which would later be used in court to convict the handyman of murder, despite his constant denials.
Charge me or let me the f*** go, because I've had enough. I'm done, man, seriously.
Police believe Anderson bashed Vicky days before he staged the discovery of her body, and while we may never know why he did it, police suspect it could have been a burglary gone wrong. At one point, detectives hatched a plan to insert an undercover cop into Anderson's life to try and extract a confession.
You better find this one, this is the only news.
On Monday night, on A Current Affair, inside the police investigation, the never-before-seen secret recordings and crime scene photos that helped catch a killer.